Whether you're on your way to work, slipping into the tub after a long day, or just don't feel like getting off that couch, get comfortable. It's time for the steamy parts. Playing the odds has always been Finn Border's forte. She knows when to get out to keep from losing everything. But an innocent woman has been accused of murder, and to help, Finn will have to go back to the small southern town of her birth. It's a place she's been running from her entire life. A place of violence, where she got by with nothing more than her wits. Returning to Halden, Georgia means facing the ghosts of a brutal crime that Finn will never forget, and risking her own life. But Finn isn't the only one in Halden hunting for a killer. FBI Special Agent Caleb Matthews is deep undercover, hiding his true identity and his own desperate history. Working alone is far too dangerous, so he and Finn must learn to trust each other. But as they grow closer, they are unprepared for the passion that takes hold, and the shocking deception that could destroy everything they hold dear. This is Deception by Selena Montgomery. And now, for the steamy part. But before she could adjust, the kiss evolved beyond her ability to prepare, to guard against. He explored her mouth with an affection that stammered her breath. A benediction where she expected fireworks. Instead of the heat she comprehended, she found compassion cloaked in passionate restraint. His lips danced across hers, sampling and praising. She pressed into him, to insist on the bite in the fire, to sweep away thought and feeling. Because, sweet heavens, she could feel. Emotions crested, compelling reaction. Desire raced through her, chased by a yearning to know the man whose hands traced her skin. Arousal jangled in her veins, stoked by a kinship that whispered, this man could see past the shields and into her soul. Kiss me harder, she begged, afraid of the leisurely stroke of his tongue against hers, the unraveling of barriers. Damn it, Caleb. Please. No. Caleb settled into the mating of mouths, gave himself over to the wave of tenderness carrying his hands along the drape of her spine. Tension vibrated in his hands, and he murmured reassuringly. So beautiful, this lovely face. A goddess ready for war. The heart of a lioness. His hand drifted over, captured her breast. Expertly, he called forth a rigid peak. You're so lean and yet voluptuous, a woman of contradiction. She bowed up into him, resting at his control. He clawed to maintain it, refusing to rush. Instead, he trailed his teeth along the sensitive nerves where her shoulder curved. Here, you taste like sunlight and storms. Craving softer, smoother flesh, he slid beneath her thin cotton shirt to free the taut globes that filled his palms. Lace gave way under his touch, and he released the clasp with a deft twist. He satisfied his hands with the warm satin mass and drew away to see her. Undress for me, Finn, he whispered, nibbling at her jaw. She yanked the top over her head, felt her bra fall to the leaves beneath their feet. When she would have spoken, his tongue slicked over one crest and she whimpered. The sound stunned her. Liquid pulls arrowed through her belly, longing merged with greed as she clutched at his shoulders, stripped off the offensive cotton barring her from him. Reveling in her senses, she found the flat male discs, so different from her, so wickedly similar. She mimicked the slow mouth that tormented with tantalizing licks and gentle bites, tracked the faint line of hair, sampled the rock of his bicep. They lowered to the spread of leaves. Caleb turned to range over her. To flow over his hard, ready body, her thigh nestled against him. Claiming her mouth anew, he searched for the heat that flooded through her, into him. He was sinking, he thought dimly. Drowning in the taste of her, the scent of a woman, of Finn. This scared, audacious woman who deserved more from him than a roll in the leaves and muck. He stroked her naked back, fingertips memorizing the perfect length. Her gentle murmur of pleasure soothed him, and he wound out the kiss. Now, it spun for them both, floated with them. Without words, he told her of burgeoning care, softer emotions ensnaring his better intentions. The compulsion to cherish rocked through him, trailed by a whip of fear. End this, he told his mouth, his hands. Palms curled at the narrow indention of her waist. He sipped at the corner of her mouth and traced the richness of her bottom lip. Finn. She sensed the hesitation, the withdrawal. Hazily, she thought briefly of embarrassment, but couldn't summon the feeling. Not with his arms around her. Not with proof of his desire pressed against her. Care and desire were a dangerous combination, and neither of them could afford its aftermath. She released a long breath. You cheat. He laughed hoarsely. When I have to. Both heard the dark promise. She nipped at his chest and muttered, Did you lose my shirt? Caleb laughed at the slightly grumpy response and reached out blindly. His fingers closed over laced and with another quick sweep, cotton. He dropped both onto her back, vainly trying to not cup the warm weights that pressed into his chest. Nearly desperate, he asked harshly, Need some help? Giving a short, disbelieving laugh, Finn rolled over and jackknifed up. With swift movements, she shook out both garments and pulled them into place. Decently clothed, she glanced over her shoulder. The broad chest she'd admired before looked even better in daylight. Dappled rays gleamed on polished muscle and highlighted the tapered hips and powerful flex of muscle. Her mouth watered and sanity wavered. Cover up, will you? Find me irresistible, he teased lightly. But it had been he who'd forgotten to dress while he'd watched her. His blood quickened at the sight of the athletic, rangy, form tone with supple skin and deep curves to capture a man's fantasies, coupled with a face to churn longings best denied. On that disturbing thought, he rose to his feet and took her hand. Both brushed away errant leaves, and she reached up to remove more from his hair. Her breath stirred his mouth, and she gave herself a brief, smoldering taste. When his arms banded against her hips, she waltzed away. You said no, with a mocking look below his waist, she taunted. Suffer the consequences. And that was a steamy part from Deception by Selena Montgomery, a very, very special author. If you want to hear more about the story of Finn and Caleb and see what happens from there, I suggest you fire up that internet, type in Selena Montgomery, and bring that book home for some more steamy parts. Thanks for listening in. Talk to you later.